Ek is alweer in die gelukkige posisie om vanoggend weer 'n onderhoud op te neem hierso by Lekker FM en heel eensins welkom sê aan Wimpie van der Sand. Hy is die promotor van Hero se country musiek festival, yes, sê jy, nee?
Ja, so baie dankie en dankie Rian dat julle vir ons hier. Dis baie lekker vir my by Lekker. En ja, dis die Cape Town Country Music Festival wat in Oktober gebeur. So baie excited daaroor. Dit gaan die grootste country musiekfees in die wêreld wees buite Amerika. So dis nogal 'n interessante ding.
Ja, fantasties om dit te hoor en julle ons is baie opgewonde want jy het jy brought as 'n youngster, well, ek kan probably say youngster. Jy brought as 'n youngster hier James Johnston from Australia.
Ja, so James is probably out of all the artists that I know personally is the one with the most talent. Although a lot of artists that don't have talent, but he's got it, and he's got it galore. He's got lots of it, and I want to say to you that probably in the next 2-3 years, the name James Johnston is going to be on everybody's lips.
So, James, I'd love to hear that. Me myself, I like country, especially modern country. I think South Africans like to still listen to all the traditional stuff, but I like the modern country. And I'm glad to hear that you're quite a talented guy. So, yeah, tell us where the country thing started with you.
Yeah. So, first of all, thanks for having me on the show this morning. But you know, country's been part of my story for a very long time. I grew up in a little small town called Wingham in New South Wales, about 2,500 people, and my family owned the local tractor dealership. We sold tractors and we also raised cattle. And, you know, country music was just a part of that story. I started singing when I was about 4 years old. And pretty much ever since then, you know, country music has just been what I wanted to do, what I loved to do. And, you know, now to be here in South Africa and realize that story, my story of growing up in a small town and, you know, the values that I was raised on, is so similar to right here in South Africa. It kind of blows me away.
Well, what's amazing, and again, country singers tell stories, and that's exactly what you said here. That's fantastic. That's why I love country, because it's a story. So country music in Australia, I mean, all I know about Australia is Australia loves beating us at cricket, and we love beating them at rugby. So Australian country, tell me more.
Yeah, it's, I think, fairly similar to South Africa. You know, I don't think people realize that country was as popular as it is, you know, here. And I think Australia's the same. It's actually huge in Australia. You know, there is a massive country audience there. And, you know, we're really proud of our, you know, our homegrown talent. But we also listen to a lot of American country music as well. And, you know, it's fairly similar to here.
So you're obviously here now to promote what's going to happen during the festival in October. So Wimpie, you want to tell us a little bit more about what James is going to do this time around in South Africa?
Yeah, so I think the whole idea sort of started when last year with Kip Moore, we brought him to South Africa and specifically to Pretoria. And lo and behold, Pretoria outsold Cape Town with tickets. So we sold 45,000 tickets for Kip in total, of which 14,000 was in Cape Town and the rest was in Pretoria. So, you know, that showed us there was a definite country market, and I think it's something that nobody else picked up on. And we were lucky enough to be in the forefront of that and started off with that, and through that sort of got acquainted with James and his music, picked up on a song he released which was called My People. And My People is exactly what its title is. It says My People. We started playing it because it's exactly like Our People and My People, Our People. And I thought it's pretty much the same thing. And James was high on my shopping list for the Cape Town Music Festival. So we managed to bring in 8 international artists, of which James is one. We're bringing Kip back. We also bring in Darius Rucker. You guys should know.
I saw your lineup. Yeah, it's quite an impressive lineup.
Yeah. So Darius Rucker is the Hootie of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
And then Morgan Wade Cam is coming. The Zac Brown Band, Brothers
Osborne. We play quite a lot. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's quite a lineup, and I think it's. It's definitely groundbreaking stuff for South Africa, and it's also something that we are looking forward to as a long-term relationship with country music in South Africa.
Yeah, again, I mean, we saw the impact it had last year, which is quite good. So if you can build at all on that, it'll be amazing. So what is he going to be up to? I mean, how long are you going to be here? And what are you going to be up to these couple of days?
Yeah, well, Wimpy's been keeping me busy, I have to say. It hasn't stopped. I've been all around the country. So I flew in to Joburg, went down to Cape Town for the last few days, and I'm back here for a day, and then I'm actually playing at the stadium for the Stormers game.
I heard a vicious rumor that you are going to sing at the Stormers game, which is it's going to be frowned upon here because we're all blue bulls.
Well, I have to say, you know, you won't find me in a South African, you know, like rugby jersey, but you may find me in a Stormers jersey. I think that's acceptable. I think the Australians will let me.
You should have told us before the interview. Yeah.
So this interview is done with. Thanks,
guys.
Oh,
all right,
no, you freedom of choice at Lucky FM for sure. So, fantastic. So the guys can get a bit of a taste of you tomorrow at the stadium.
Yeah. So just putting on I've got a 10-minute show, just kind of playing a couple of songs and, you know, trying to bring a bit of energy and I guess show, you know, South Africa kind of what I do.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I'm going to poke a bit of fun at you. So enjoy your singing there at the stadium because I don't think you'll ever sing the Australian anthem at that stadium in rugby anyway.
So. I don't think so.
So, yeah, entertain the people of the country. I think it's going to be awesome. So I think that's a lot for them to look forward to. And then, Wimpy, yeah, just I think maybe just tell the people again what the dates are for the festival.
And yeah, so the dates are the 26th and 27th of October this year. You can find your tickets at iTickets.
And again, it's going to be one down in Cape Town, one up here?
No.
Both there?
Both in
Cape Town. Are you not coming up here?
No.
Okay.
Not at this stage, but there might be a vicious rumor around, but I'm not going to confirm that.
Come on.
We'll see. We might not be able to bring the whole... festival.
I'd love to be one of those presenters that can say, you let it eerste hier gehoor op Lekker FM. Come on, Wimpy.
Okay, ons gaan dalk 'n show doen. But also, obviously, it's not going to be with the whole festival lineup. So if you want to see the festival lineup, all 8 artists, then you have to come to Cape Town. But for the rest, we might bring one or two, maybe 3 people.
Well, yeah, what's also what we didn't touch on, and again, there's also a mix of South Africans as well.
Yes.
In amongst all the internationals.
I think pretty much the top 10 South Africans are there. Rian Bernardi is there. Rikus Nel is there. Apple, Demi Limwe, John Boucher. So I think the cream of the crop will be there, and it's going to be a lovely day. So it's every day there's 9 artists on stage, of which 4 is international, and it's just going to be an awesome, awesome festival that South Africa's never seen. If we pull it off, it will be the biggest country music festival in the world outside of the USA. Quite something.
That'll be great because I think country music has got a big following in South Africa. James, just quickly, where can people find you? What's your on social media? Just where can we find you? Because I mean, sometimes you Google the wrong oaks, and that's not always good. So where can we find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's James Johnston with a T. I won't poke any fun at you, but James Johnston. But I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, and it's James Johnston Music. So jump on there and, you know, I share my story. I love the idea that people can kind of come on this journey with me. You know, I've come from that little town in Australia. I'm here in South Africa now. So it's been an exciting journey this far.
Fantastic. And I mean, you see, we jovial and joking here, so you're definitely at the best place. Wimpy, just geen het weer vir ons, waar kan die mense die kaartjies koop?
Okay, so daar's 'n webwerf en as jy op die webwerf gaan, al die besonderhede is daar, wie tree op, hoe laat, watter dag. So daar is www.ctcfest.net, ctcfest.net, of jy kan net na iTickets toe gaan, die kaartjies is daar beskikbaar. En ja, as jy een van die multi-talented persone wil sien by die fees, wees by James's show. James is he's on the 26th. He will be just before Cam, and after that, Darius Rucker and Kip Moore will end off the day. But please go follow James. I think he's bringing his band this time around, and it's going to be something to see. The energy that this guy brings to a stage. I was privileged enough to do a show with him in Cape Town, And we sat there, and it was the single most, it was the best show that I've ever seen, a solo artist with only a guitar pull off.
I'm personally looking forward to it, and I actually, my two kids are here. They be country fans as well. So watch out and look out for the Lekker FM t-shirts in the crowd, definitely. And yeah, so just the last word I'm going to give to you. So, I think you're lucky. You walked in here, and you had your first booty roll today, eh?
Yes, I did.
You know what you had. It's called a booty roll.
I didn't know what that was called. You know, but now I know. And it was beautiful. Roll. So thank you for it. It's not every day that I get to do an interview and get lunch cooked for me.
And then, on the air, you can say, what's the first Afrikaans word you learned when you got here?
Lucker.
There we go. Nothing wrong with that. It was great to meet you. We wish you all the best. And I think, enjoy a little stay here now. We're looking forward to October. To especially you and Wimpy, we're looking forward to the show. Yeah. And I think, Lekker FM mense, kom as jy kan, ondersteun dit, dit's 'n fantastiese initiatief. Ek het al, toe ek het reg in die begin gesien het, het ek al gesê, ek wil gaan, so ek gaan gaan, met my Lekker FM TMP gaan ek daar wees in die skare. So,
You just contact me, I'll sort you out with a nice seat or whatever. Can I just say before I go, I just want to congratulate you guys and Anton on the brilliant work that you guys have done here. The studios look amazing, and I know you only just moved in here. So from one radio guy to another, well done. And I'm very proud of my friend that came all the way from Springs with me. And look where he is now. It's a brilliant story. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. All the best. Keep well. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye, donkey.